Your taxes hold the key.
Tax Administration Jamaica, TAJ, is advising that all online transactions, which includes filing of tax returns, payment of taxes and fees, as well as the property tax query feature, will not be available to the public during the period 12:01 a.m. Saturday, January 31 to 11:59 p.m. Sunday, February 1, 2015. Persons will, however, have the option to visit the website to get information, as well as to download and print forms. This is to facilitate upgrade work being undertaken as the administration prepares to roll out phase one of its new Revenue Administration Information System, RAIS, set for February 9, 2015. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at www.jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
In today's program, we take you through the process of dealing with deaths at home. This is Get the Facts. Stay with us. In all cases of deaths at home, family members are advised to call the police immediately.
Either contact the police station in the area or police emergency 119 number. Family members are also advised not to move the body or change their clothing or rearrange the room. If necessary, the body may be covered with a sheet. Family members are also asked to prevent unnecessary movement or traffic through the area where the body is.
Corporal of Police at the Corporate Communication Unit of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, Donnie Walker. She says upon arrival, the police will seek to ascertain all the relevant information about the deceased,
such as their correct name, date of birth, known illnesses, last meal, who is their physician, that type of thing.
An investigation will also be carried out to examine the body for marks of violence.
In the event that the police officer has reason to believe that death was not from a natural or medical cause, this is where the police suspects foul play, then the officer must contact the government contracted funeral home for that area and make arrangements for the scene to be preserved and processed. The officer must also collect a body receipt form from the funeral home after accompanying them with the body to the nearest hospital to have the body pronounced by a medical officer.
An autopsy requisition form will then be submitted to the legal medical unit stating the circumstances and the reason for police investigation of this death. There are certain cases that must be handled by the police up to the point of post-mortem. These are
homicides, suicides, drownings, poisonings or suspected poisonings, wherever a prisoner or ward of the state has died, in the cases of sudden deaths where the victim has no known medical conditions, or any other suspicious death where the police suspects foul play.
In the event that a death occurs from natural reasons, the police will instruct the family to obtain a medical certificate of cause of death. The family member will then be required to take it to the local district registrar where the death will be registered. Additionally, family members should receive a burial order from the police.
The family members will have to be issued with a burial order from the police in either instance, whether it is that the body is pronounced dead on the same day and a death certificate issued, or if it is that a post-mortem is done. In either instances, the police will have to issue the family member with a burial order.
Corporal of Police at the Corporate Communication Unit of the JCF, Donnie Walker. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.